Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Underrated pre-kickoff song right here.
It's on our freshman West Geauga basketball warm-up tape.
Yep. This is Dustin Hopkins getting ready to kick it away. Browns just scored on a 37-yard field goal. They lead it 9-0. Here we go.
It was funny, the evolution of the West G warm-up mixtape. It started out with these type of tunes, Rocky, Rudy, all of those anthems. And then I think by senior year, there was a lot of gangster rap.
Well,
the evolution of a community.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. We've talked about that on the air before. The music's all, I mean, it's mixed now, man. But back in the day, before our time, what did you listen to before games? Wait, you didn't play. What did you listen to before games?
For high school?
Yeah.
For football?
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson and 3-6 Mafia. You know, basically describes my life.
Oh, there's a nice mix. Remember, I used to get all hyped up just to stand on the sidelines. It was great. Slipknot. Ah, yeah. There you go.
That my senior year. They came out my senior year.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, let's go to the... Are we more hard on the... Are we harder on some teams than the other ones here? I think it's a sliding scale. I think it comes at different times. I really do. I think there's times where right now with the Cavs, you know, I'm as fit to be tied with anybody. And if they have to make moves, I'll accept it and I'll cool off.
But this is rare. What's happening with the Cavs is very rare, that a team in a rebuild that has not won a playoff series at the same time has these Eastern Conference Finals expectations. That's not normal.
Yeah. Jeremy in Fort Worth, Texas, listening on the free Odyssey app. Yellow.
Hey, I think you guys have a hard job to do, especially because, you know, Cleveland has such a big heart as a fan base. I'm not currently living Dallas-Fort Worth, but as born and raised in Cleveland my whole life. And I just think that, like, take the Cavs game the other night, for example. I think the fans at the game had a right to be upset. Their experience was different. They paid to get out. You know, who knows what they did to get tickets and get a sitter. But I just think that our city seems to be a little bit unforgiving when they perceive that there's a lack of heart or a lack of drive. And I think that's when it becomes hard to cover the team. And I think that you guys do a great job of it, being in another town, you know, that thinks it's a sports town, haven't been from Cleveland. You guys do a great job, but I think that's what it is to me as a Cleveland fan.
I do thank you very much for the kindness. I will fight back on one thing, Jeremy. Thank you very much for the call. It's not a hard, not that hard of a job. You take it seriously, but it's not that difficult. I mean, there's plenty of people go to work every day at jobs they don't like. I happen to enjoy this one, but it's not as difficult as some other jobs out there, for crying out loud. Jim in Akron. Hello, Jim.
I'm fine.
Hi. Thank you for joining the show. Go right on ahead, Jim.
Well, I was listening to the show this morning when you were talking about how Brad Daugherty, he pretty much hit the nail right on the head. The Cavs going into this series thinking they're just going to walk through Orlando. That's not going to be the case.
I don't think – hold on, Jim. I don't think the Cavs think that. I don't think they do. I think they've done – I think they did manipulate it, and I do think they line it up, and there's some bulletin board material there. But I don't think they think they're going to walk right through it. I think they've made this – you can say this is sad, but I think this is true. They've made this their NBA Finals, this series against Orlando, man. They really have.
Great. I hope so. I hope with that thinking, we can get through. But guess what? You can't grow no balls in the middle of the season. If you don't have balls, they're going to lose this season, so they better pick some balls up real quick if they don't have any. Because Orlando, is like, they got balls, they got scrappy, they tenacious. They're going to come to play.
Okay, Jim.
Yeah, balls.
Yeah, Jim, no more talking about
it. Don't say it.
Thank you very much.
Not yell it into the phone more. Do the opposite of that.
All right, last one on this. Let me get to Michael in Elyria. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Wonderful, Michael. Go right on ahead.
So I honestly believe that this whole thing is it's the LeBron effect.
Okay.
Like, I honestly believe that we've been so spoiled with LeBron taking us to the playoffs, taking us to the finals, eventually winning the championship. When we look at it, we look at the Browns and we're like, what have they done the past 30-some years? They got us to the playoffs a handful of times, but it's been underwhelming, to say the least. So when they did make the playoffs, heck yeah, we're throwing a parade over it, a pep rally.
Well, I think we see every team a little bit differently, Michael. Like, in Lima, you and I hit on it before, and thank you very much for the call. The Browns have not had a really formidable team until, like, about now, over the last 20-something years. The Cavs, we saw them win a championship, and so that's a standard we set. The Guardians, formerly the Indians, we saw them, they set a record for runs scored. They were one of the two teams that scored 1,000 runs in a season. We saw great offense. We saw the team up near in the top five of spending back when spending wasn't through the roof. You have to always put there. But we've set that standard for those other teams. Yeah, it's different. I mean, once the Browns, if the Browns break through and win a Super Bowl, it's going to be a lot harder for the team 10 years after that. It's going to be a lot harder for them. It's going to be a lot harder for the team 15. Forever, as long as this generation is going, you're like, my son's just a little bit too young. But if you're a 15-year-old kid right now, you saw the Cavs win a championship when you were a small kid. Whoever is the general manager at the time when these guys become adults, they're going to have hell on earth about putting a competitive basketball
team on the
floor.
That's happened with Ohio State football.
Yes,
them
winning. Yes.
Them winning in 2014.
Yes.
Doomed a lot of those teams that came after that were really talented.
Doomed Ryan Day.
Hey, they're crushing Michigan. You should be able to easily beat Michigan.
Yes.
And win national championships. So that is interesting. Like, imagine if the Tom Heckert Browns, remember Tom Heckert?
Yeah, I do.
Imagine if they
R.I.P.
had won the Super Bowl. You're right. We would compare every team to them. Yep. Right now, who do we compare these Browns to? We compare them to the worst run teams in sports history.
It's very difficult. Tone, is your Orlando season series? Sorry, I was just taking a drink and you stopped short of me. Fantastic. Is the Orlando series winning that enough for the Cavs? Because I just told this caller that series is basically their NBA Finals.
I'll tell you.
And you did not jump in the middle of that.
I will right now illustrate what I think to be true, which is if they win that series in five games, no matter how ugly the series is, if you get a breakthrough and you move on, and then all of a sudden you got Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, pep in their step, some confidence, postseason success. Now you're feeling better. Max Strus, that was the key free agency signing, and he's shooting the
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ball well, and he is, you know, playing some defense. George Niang coming off the bench, hitting some shots. All these things start to come together, and now they validate it with a playoff series win. I think you'll feel a lot better about this season. A lot better than you feel right
after?
Now.
What about the series after? Playing, I think people are seeing...
You'd be playing right now the third best team in NBA history, statistically. You'd be playing a team that's right up there with Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson, Draymond Green.
If you did...
Statistically.
I don't think it's enough. I don't think winning the series is enough. It would have been had they went out and played the way that we wanted them to play basketball on Sunday and taken whatever comer may show up at the field house on this coming Saturday.
So they should have played Donovan Mitchell. But, they should have played Darius Garland
in
that game.
It's more of a...
I mean, your guard got injured.
Remember that. They ran from other teams is what they did.
The lone guard you played that game got injured.
To get to the Orlando Magic. Yeah. And when you go out and go, oh, we're going to do it, but only if you give me the Orlando Magic. I don't want to have to face the 76ers. I don't want to have to face the Knicks at some point. When you run and hide from other teams, it takes a lot more than just beating the team that you basically handpicked to play in the next series.
Well, I'll grant you this. Well, excuse me, I don't need to grant you anything.
Thank you.
I want to disagree with you. I got to see how they play. They got to beat Orlando first. But say they beat Orlando. I got to see how they play against Boston. Because if they just lay down and die.
Well, and if they come out and they give the attitude of, like, we have done enough, mission accomplished.
Yes.
If they're on the aircraft carrier saying mission accomplished.
You're allowed to say that.
And there's still a lot of mission left to go.
Thank you for your service.
Let me ask you, does it change it if Boston romps all the way to the NBA Finals, they don't lose a playoff game?
I think it will.
It might.
I have to be measured about this.
Will JB still have a job at that point?
No, probably not.
No.
But let me ask you this.
That could be a month later.
Let me ask you this, though. Because we usually coincide guys losing their jobs with a bad job. Like, I can look at the JB's era during this time and say it was pretty successful overall. Like, I think that people get this mixed up all the time. I think in this generation, a lot of coaches can look back on the job they did and say, that was a pretty good job. It was just time to go. This was a pretty good job. We just didn't, we won a lot. We just didn't win enough. And I think a lot of coaches could do that, except instead we just turn it around and go, this guy was a total embarrassing failure and he sucked at his job and that's why he was fired. I don't think we need to do that, even though so many fans will. And you'll call me soft, but I think it's the truth, and I don't give a damn. The other part of it is, if they go out there and they play non-inspired basketball just because they think that they have accomplished something against Boston, I'm going to be here, and I'm going to be spittle and red-faced and angry and yelling. But if they go out and they play tough, and say they lose in 5 or 6.
But the games are competitive.
I have to ask myself, Kenny, would you have picked the Cavs to beat the Boston Celtics at the beginning of the year? And I would say no, and I'd say, then why are you so mad?
But he wouldn't
Why am I so mad?
They
I
wouldn't be to, moving on from JB because he did a bad job. It's because he's reached his top potential.
Yes.
And the team has not maxed their potential.
But I got to tell you, if I decided to be mad about it, my emotions do not just justify because JB's gone. Like, just because he's fired doesn't mean I'm justified in my short-sightedness. Because if they get past Orlando, as mad as I am, 4-5 matchup that they won, and if they were to play tough basketball, which that is a hard target to hit, because I think everybody has a different interpretation of that, especially people who are just dropping in on the Cavaliers, but if they played tough, more inspired basketball against Boston, I wouldn't take them to begin the year to beat Boston in a 7-game series. So how can I sit here and start screaming and yelling with you like I did yesterday and say how nasty things are with the Cavs if they didn't win a series that I would never picked them to win when everybody was healthy at the beginning of the year? I can't do it.
Yeah,
I'm being honest.
I'll admit, I was harder on the Cavs earlier in the season at times, which I know seems weird considering all the injuries they had. But there were some things that I was alarmed with when it came to JB. Some of the things they did in the offseason. Like we can talk about all these different things, but when your reality kind of changes over time, like we can all, as we're raising our kids, think Ivy Leagues. They're going to the Ivy Leagues. They're gonna be president of the United States, or they're gonna at least get into law school, and we'll go from there. And then, you know, when your kids are getting, you know, C average their junior year of high school, the conversation changes. I think Ivy League's are off the board. I think off the board is Eastern Conference Finals for this team, and I think they've been off the board for quite a long time.
When you do that parent-child comparison, though, a lot of that is not because they just can't make the grade. Some of it's because they didn't live up to their end of trying their hardest, and it doesn't feel like they've tried their hardest at points. And that's hard to say when I go back to December and look at a team that shouldn't even be in the playoffs.
But if they,
from what I thought,
yeah,
then.
I think that's fair because the last month of the year, from organization on down, it doesn't look like the try hard Cavs anymore. That spirit is gone.
No,
they deserve criticism for that. Absolutely,
and because of that, it will cost JB his job. I'm not advocating for it. I've accepted it. Because of that, it will cost JB his job. And the other thing is we have to move the goalposts again for this team. And whether you think it's soft or whatever, fine. I have to say, did you beat Orlando? Okay, you won your 4-5 matchup, so I'm trying to be fair to you. Did you or did you not get Donovan Mitchell to sign the extension? Did he put the pen to paper? Did he sign it? If you do, it's going to be cause for excitement here because then we feel like the future has opened up a little bit. Now, I don't know for how long. You know, Jason was on with us at 9 o'clock yesterday, and you can go back in the archives and listen to 92.3thefan.com. When Lloyd was on, he goes, he can sign the extension, but you might just be kicking the can down the road for another year, which is something that we have to pay attention to. So I don't know if we're ever fully out of the woods, but clearly there's going to be a relief if he were to sign here long term. Then we got to talk about some of the other moves and say, how do we go from playoff win to Eastern Conference Finals to further than that? Because now that the smoke is clearing and I'm no longer upset about hearing, I'm always going to be upset about hearing him boo like that, but I'm not as vitriolic as I was yesterday. If I can get them to that point and remember, hey, man, you're the one who says it, me, myself, you're the one who says it all the time about teams having to go there and run into the wall a couple of times before they finally break through. They've already been to that wall. If they break through on this side, can they come out of the other end doing a lot better? Can some of this stuff about Kobe Altman calm down? Mike Gansey, calm down. JB, calm. Well, probably, you know, that's probably going to go south. But somebody else, can that calm down? They can do a lot for themselves here because they're going to be back at home on Saturday. The place is going to be packed. They're going to want them to win, and they're obviously not going to do what they did against the Charlotte Hornets back on Sunday. So as angry as people are, there's still going to be 19,000 people in there waving towels and getting nuts for the playoff game. Coming up next, Mitch, please. You got a tease for me, Mitch?
Well, you've cooled off on the Cavs, Ken, but someone, at least yesterday, has not.
I've got a tease, too.
Oh, what is it?
Is Rashard Higgins the worst player in Cleveland sports history to get a retirement day?
You picked a day to do that, huh? Okay, coming up next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.